if you're attracting the wrong clients or not enough clients, it's likely you have a block and it's keeping you from your alignment with your ideal clients. We just need to find out what that block is. So whether you're using this to work on the block of, wow, I'm attracting the wrong clients, or, and I'm going to say that can fall into wrong potential clients, like you're talking to leads, but they're the wrong leads. Or I'm not attracting enough clients. Works either way, okay? And then close your eyes again. And tune in. I want you to tune into your ideal client profile. And that's why I asked you to become, you know, familiar with that again in the beginning of this training. And really just kind of going over those ideal clients and who they are, who those amazing people are, you know, who spread your name by word of mouth, who are fun and interesting to work with, who are timely, who, you know, have the money to invest and are happy to invest it. The people who are ready to up-level their lives, you know, whatever it is, the values that they have on your ideal client profile. A moment of truth here. Tell yourself the truth. Where are you out of alignment with your ideal clients? What I mean by that is if you are not living, being that which you want your ideal clients to be, you're not like being those values yourself, you're going to be out of alignment with them and they can't get with your resonance. It's just off a little bit. If you're not able to fully answer this question, I would just trust it intuitively, but you may even want to, you know, pause and get your ideal client profile out and just read through it. Like, where am I out of alignment with this? Where am I not living by, you know, the same thing I'm wanting, the qualities of my ideal clients? Because you have to be that. You have to be that. You can always go back to mastering the art of being training. Being is embodiment. It's a feminine principle. Who you're being is who people feel. It's the frequency you put out. It's very important. So you can say and think and write anything you want, but who you're being at the end of the day, that's energy. Energy does not lie. And that's the energy that your ideal clients are feeling. Next question. Tune back in. What are the feelings that you have when you think of not having enough or the right clients? What are the feelings that you have then? So these feelings are important so that you, again, you know when you are out of alignment. So these are those feelings that, you know, are a little bit soul crushing in some way. And, you know, not feeling good enough can come in here. Again, frustration, you know, you can really get down on yourself. You can be in a state of lack and feeling like, oh, you know, I'm not enough, there isn't enough, you know, not getting it right, all those things. So I want you to circle, if you had a whole bunch of feelings, circle like the top two. If you didn't have very many, then don't worry about it. We're going to go to the next level and discover what is the limiting belief that you have that is causing you to have those feelings, causing you to be out of alignment with your ideal clients. So close your eyes, tune back in. We're just going to ask straight up. You know how to do this. You've been doing this for a long time. Tuning into your heart, put your hand on your heart. Tell yourself the truth. If I tell myself the truth, what limiting belief do I have? What limiting belief do I have that's connected to those feelings? Trust the first thing that comes up. And then dive right back in and tell yourself the truth. How is this belief blocking you? How is it just like that? That brick wall between what you, you know, where you are and what you want. How's it blocking you? Talk to it for a moment. You know, is it just stopping you? Is it making it so you don't even put yourself out there? Is it keeping you redoing your messaging or your website or something else? You know, how is that limiting belief, you know, getting in the way, inserting itself between you and your ideal clients? Really good information to have, because remember, limiting beliefs are kind of slippery. We have to really watch out. They're slippery. So take another deep, full breath. And what belief would you like to transform this to? So if you're, you know, if it was not good enough, maybe on the other side of that is that, well, that you just feel so empowered, that you feel like you could, you know, serve so many, that you love putting yourself out there to be seen by new clients. You know that you have what it takes. What is it for you that would be really authentic that you'd like to transform this belief to? It's kind of going to be the flip side of it. But it has to be in your language. Great. Take another deep, full breath. Of course, pause if you need more time. And then tune into what's an inspired action you could take to support yourself in transforming this belief. What's an inspired action you can take to support yourself to transform this belief? Sometimes awareness is enough, and sometimes you have to do something else. And that's why we ask for inspired action. Because your soul knows. So write that inspired action down. And then check in. Is the inspired action enough for you? Or do you need to do a clearing process? And if you do need to do a clearing process, you know, I would suggest, and let's identify which one. There's lots of them to do. And you're free to just kind of go and peruse and pick. But the polarity process or the rewrite your story process, those two come up real strong for this belief. And if you have more than one belief, you need to do this enough times to work through the questioning to address them all. So, yes or no, do you need a clearing process as well? And if so, which one? And if you don't know, do a rewrite your story process or do a polarity process, just simple as that, pick one. Soul work takes work. It just does. The beautiful thing is, though, you come out the other side and there's so much light and ease on the other side. You don't need to struggle. And there's people waiting who need what you have to offer. And they're waiting for you to get up to speed so that they can show up for you too and collaborate with you. And then tune into what's the archetype that can support you in this transformation. And if you don't know and one's not coming to you, you can just pick one out of your wealth code, or you can grab the deck and grab the oracle deck and pick a card from the deck.